Encounters improve the quality of our lives. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life without God. Encounters will activate purpose and calling in our life. Encounters come to restore intimacy and fellowship.
The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word.
Tonight is the night of encounter for you. When Jacob collided with the angel of the Lord, the Bible said he held on to the angel. He said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." I don't know if that is your prayer tonight, but if I were you, I would declare, "Lord, you will not pass by until you bless me." And if I am talking to you in particular, your amen will be louder. Because you stayed until now. I want to announce to you that you must be blessed. It doesn't matter what the devil plans. It doesn't matter what the devil desires. As far as we are concerned, he is powerless on this matter. The Bible said concerning Jesus, he said he destroyed principalities and powers. He made a public show of them. He triumphed over them by the cross. They can go to the herbalist in the forest. They can go to the ones in the sea. They can go to the ones that float on the air. When the name of Jesus is mentioned, all their powers go down. I came to announce to this land that Jesus reigns forever. It doesn't matter who they met. It doesn't matter what the devil planned. I stand in my office as an apostle, and I decree and declare their plans are scattered. Their programs in your life is destroyed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak over this land. Let light appear. I speak over this land. Let there be liberation. I speak over this land. Let the bondage of darkness be broken. Let a new season appear. Let the sons and daughters of this land begin to prosper and become global influences. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Tonight, my exhortation will be very short because our time is fast spent. But listen to me, brothers and sisters. It does not take God eternity to change the world. This world, as we see it, was built in 6 days. And so if God can create this world in 6 days, it will not take him a moment to change your life. And so in the next 30 minutes, I want you to open your heart, open your mind, open your ears, because your life is about to change. What I'm about to tell you, I believe it with all my life. I have declared it across the nations of the world. It does not lie. It must speak. And so I know that something positive will happen to someone tonight. In John chapter 10, verse 10. The Bible began to give us a manifesto.
Now Bible ni shall say, or can it send me? Now a cassava is soon any high home. Obedeed upon my Jesus.
Don't worry, go ahead. I said in John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible began to tell us the agenda of light and of darkness. It said the devil cometh not but for to kill, but to steal and to destroy. There are three things the devil comes to do in a man's life. He comes to kill, he comes to steal, and he comes to destroy. Many don't understand the devil. Usually when he comes to you, he comes with deception. He promises you things. You are barren. He says he will give you a child. There is nothing good in the devil. You will think he has given you a child momentarily. After 20 years, that child will kill you. And also kill people in the community. He tells you he will give you money, but they bring six virgins. And that money he gives to you, we enslave the destiny of 100 other people. At the end of the day, the whole lineage will be impoverished. The devil is a wicked devil. The Bible tells us there are three agendas of the devil. To kill, to steal, and to destroy. There are many persons with great destinies. By men looking at them, you know that this is a great man. You know that this is a great woman. But many times, the devil frustrates them, steals that great destiny, and they never become anything. I have traveled a while, and I have seen such phenomena. How the devil destroys lives and destinies. And so in this scripture, the Bible is affirming to us that this is what the devil does. But there's a good news. He was not the only one that came. Although he came with threefold agenda, God came with one. The one God came with is enough to deal with the three things he's doing. Jesus said, but I am come. The one who came first may not be the most powerful. It's more easy to destroy than to build. You can destroy a house in one day, but it will take weeks to build it. So the one who can build is stronger than the one that destroys. And so it doesn't matter what the devil does. He said he may have come to kill, he may have come to steal, he may have come to destroy. He said, but don't be afraid, because I too, I have come. And I have come to give you life. And not just life, but the abundant life. Let me show you how the abundant life works. Let me give you an illustration to show you how the abundant life works. There was a woman. She was married to a poor man. And they struggled for 10 years to have children. And they didn't have any issue. Prayers were made. They went to doctors. Nothing happened. All of a sudden, somebody told them about Jesus. And Jesus stepped into the equation. And in 9 months, the woman became pregnant. In 9 months, stomach grew out. And in 9 months, baby is matured. And she gave birth to four children. Now, that is not the testimony. She was married to a poor man. If she was giving birth every 2 years, she would have given birth to four children.
Maybe they would not have had school. Maybe there wouldn't have been money. Maybe they wouldn't have been money. If you say ni kunu na oye hieni na omu ni aduane pom bedi
but
it na expect di ano dia entumi ye yie
ata a
problem obe hunu na waka say ah obai dia owo prop na obe hunu na waka say ah obai we dia bibi etiti no na oboni for neni ebeji.
I have destroyed her destiny.
Masai ni that thing.
It looked as if it was hopeless.
Na it says in that story are in
you. But see the way God answered.
Na mo she say na onyakopon eyi na
no. All the children she would have given birth to in 8 years to 10 years.
Na inkwala na be wu omu e won fi won.
She gave birth to them once.
Or the sad akro no e wu omu.
But this is what happened.
Na mo when they see here.
Because she gave birth to four at once.
If you say owu in 9.
It became a national story.
And
suddenly NGOs became interested. Government became interested. Because at this time it was not common for people to give birth to four. And so this NGO shows up. We will train this boy to university level. Another NGO shows up. We will train this kid to university level. The day she gave birth to her children, all of them had their tuition fee covered to university level.
Everything
education university. It became a competition. Because this was a national story.
If you say now you are happening in our
and so every NGO wanted to be part of it so that their story will be heard. If that woman was giving birth every 2 years, maybe all the children would have been illiterate. Because they didn't have money to train them. And so when the devil thought he was locking her womb, God was planning something. God was designing something. God was programming something. When she eventually gave birth, all the children came. All the money needed to train them came. The national recognition they needed came. And in one stone, God killed by birth. That's how the abundant life works. In the abundant life, everything the devil steals from you, God restores it. But God will not only restore, God will give you something that you did not deserve. And so I came to announce to someone tonight, maybe in the last 5 years, there was no food to eat. Maybe in the last 5 years, you were fired from your job. If you were working, maybe they would have been paying you 100 cedis, 100,000 cedis. But God came to do something tonight. He will bless you in one night. What you will not have gotten in 10 years. He will bless you in one night. What you should not have gotten in 20 years. Because after the devil comes, God also comes. And when God comes, what God does is superior to everything the devil would have done. There's a story in the Bible of a man that was blind. He became so popular in his blindness that nobody cared to know his father's name. They just called him Blind Bartimaeus. The moment you say blind, everybody knew you were talking about Bartimaeus. Now, for the period of time that he was blind, it was a disgrace. It was a shame. It was a ridicule. Everybody in the land knew him as blind. He would have been ashamed of going out. He would have been ashamed every day. Because he was popular for the wrong. wrong thing. And the devil will say, this destiny is over. I have destroyed this one. Now it's popularly known as blind. Nothing good can come out of him. But God was working something. That popularity is a weapon. So while the devil was making him popular, God was just watching. Everybody in the city knew him as blind. One day, the Bible said Jesus was coming out of Jericho. And there was blind Bartimaeus. And he heard that Jesus was coming. The moment he heard, he said, tonight is my night. And he started shouting, thou son of David, have mercy on me. People looked at him. Shut up. Who told you he comes for people like you? Have you forgotten that you are the blind man? Have you forgotten that you are the useless beggar? This Jesus is the royal Jesus. Only the mighty can get his attention. But the guy said it's not true. If the devil destroyed my life, God will recreate my life. If the devil stole from me, God will restore to me. So when one man says shut up, he talks to the other side. Son of David,
son of David,
have mercy on me. And for the first time, we heard this Jesus that kings cannot stop. This Jesus that the rich could not stop. Suddenly he stopped. And he turned. And he said, bring him to me. And when the man came, Jesus asked him, what do you want? There is a place where God will not give you what he thinks. He will ask you, what do you want? That means anything you ask is possible. And the man said, that I might see again. And Jesus told him, go and receive your sight. The moment his eyes opened, the popularity the devil gave him for the past 20 years suddenly became an advantage. Everybody knew him as blind. But all of a sudden, the story changed. They now knew him again as the man that received the miracle. Bartimaeus moved from blind Bartimaeus to miracle Bartimaeus. I don't know the story the devil gave you. He thought he had destroyed you. But as you walk out of this crusade, that story will be changed for good. They knew you as a criminal. Now they will know you as a prophet. They knew you as a non-entity. Now they will know you as a leader. They knew you as a pauper. Now they will know you as a wealthy person. I prophesy over you. Your captivity is torn. Your frustration is gone. When Jesus comes into your life, he comes to change your story. When you read the Bible, this story is littered everywhere. We read another story of a woman with the issue of blood. Everybody knew her as the smelling woman, as the woman that blood flows out of her uncontrollably. A point came, nobody wanted to relate with her. One day she heard again that Jesus was passing by. She said, I may not have what it takes to stop him, but if I can touch the hem of his garment, I can be made whole. If I can touch it, I will be made whole. And the Bible says she came from behind. Everybody was struggling, and she touched Jesus. And the power left him and hit her, and instantly the blood stopped. Instantly the blood stopped. Why have I told you these two stories? I told you these two stories for two reasons. The story of Bartimaeus shows you that you need desperation to receive. When you want to receive from Jesus, you can't be casual and cross your leg. You must show him that you believe. You must show him that it's your last hope. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, it said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so like Bartimaeus, if you want to receive from Jesus, you must forget your pride. You must forget what you think about yourself. Open your hand and say, Son of David,
have
mercy on me. And Jesus will stop. I told you the second story to let you know that what Jesus brought is more than you can ever ask. There is more than enough. The woman did not speak to Jesus. The woman did not hug Jesus. The woman only touched the hem of his garment. So that should let you know, no matter how big your problem appears, when it has to do with Jesus,
it's
too small. The overflow from Jesus is enough. The overflow from Jesus is enough. And so God is asking.
No,
I am desperate. I want to receive.
And then you pray, my crowd and person, Mr. Can be.
But where is Jesus?
Now, yes, Christ, no, over him.
If I saw him, I would have done the same thing. If Jesus appears here now, I will shout.
Say, yes,
I won't be ashamed. I came to tell you that Jesus is here.
Say, yes, Christ,
how is Jesus here?
Say, no, say, yes,
in Mark 16:20.
Mark 16, verse 20.
He told them.
He
said, go out. Go out and preach the gospel. If you preach the gospel, if there we go with you. And in Mark 16:20, he said they went out and preached everywhere. And he said the Lord was walking with them. The Lord was with them. Everywhere the gospel is preached, Jesus appears there. Because it's the same yesterday, it's the same today, and it's the same forever. If he did it before, he can do it again. The Bible says now faith is. Faith is not tomorrow. Faith is now. That means if you believe now, that idol can go down. If you believe now, that sickness can go down. If you believe now, that crisis can end. Hear me, brothers and sisters. I have been to
Pakistan.
In an Islamic nation, I was preaching. Jihadist terrorists were standing. If what you are saying does not happen, we will kill you here. I preached it there. Jesus showed up. The blind saw. The deaf heard. The lame walk. I have been to
Dubai.
I have been to Kenya. I have been to
London.
I have been to Scotland. I have been to
Zambia.
I have been to Botswana. I
have
carried this gospel from nation to nation. Jesus never lies.
Yes,
he's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. He said, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. The key to power is to believe in Jesus. I know some of you may have come here with charms in your waist. It will not profit you. I know some of you have gone to shrines to worship idols. It will not profit you. The Bible said in Psalm 16 verse 4, it said your sorrows shall be multiplied.
They're
hasting after another God. If you pursue an idol, your sorrows will be multiplied. Thank your life for a moment. For the past 10 years, you have been going to bow before idols. What has been the difference? Has there been any difference? Your life has gone from bad to worse. Because the devil has nothing good to give you. But I know a God that answers by fire. I know a God that provides all our needs. He said, my God shall provide all your needs according to his riches in glory. He said, test and see that the Lord is good. I am not preaching to you because I read the Bible. I am preaching to you because I have tested. And I can tell you that God is good. Few years ago, I was a teacher in a secondary school, struggling to survive. I will labor like a camel and eat like an ant. But Jesus came into the equation and turned me to a millionaire. Several years ago, I was struggling with sin. I didn't know what to do about it until Jesus stepped in and made me the righteousness of God. Many years ago, I was sick. There was no day I would not take a pain reliever. Either headache or heart pain. Jesus stepped in and turned me to a rock. I've been traveling from morning till tonight. I am preaching to you like a rock. I have preached only this month more than 100 times. I will preach here tomorrow. When I leave here, I'm going to Botswana. I will preach there like this. And when I finish, I'm going back to Nigeria. And I will preach like this. My health will not go down. Because the path of the just man is like a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. I'm not strong because I'm young. I'm strong because Christ in me is the hope of glory. Even when I'm 80, I will talk like this. Because our strength does not diminish. The Bible spoke of Moses. He said at 120, he was strong. His strength was not abated. His eyes were not diminished. The Bible spoke of Caleb. At 80, he said, I will take this mountain the way I did it 40 years ago. Because for those of us who are strong, our inward man is renewed day by day. This is why I will not go to any idol. They have nothing to give to me. I am higher than idols in rank. Because those who are in Christ, they are seated with him in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. When I enter his rank, the idol will fall down. I am not only superior to the priest, I am superior to the idol, because God dwells in me. Our God is not a God we only worship. It tabernacles on our inside. And so when we show up, God shows up. When we talk, God talks. When we appear, God appears. This is the invitation that he has brought to you tonight. That you will turn away from idols and turn to the living God. And if you turn to the living God, your life will be glorified. But how do you access the living God? You cannot go to heaven to meet him. That's why he sent his son to earth. So that when you receive his son, you will have fellowship with him. Tonight, in case you have not met Jesus, there's an opportunity for you. Like blind Bartimaeus, you will cry out, Son of David, have mercy on me. I am a sinner. I can't do anything about it. Help me. I am sick. I can't do anything about it. Help me. I am poor. I can't do anything about it. Help me. If that is your cry tonight, I brought you an answer. The answer is Jesus. The answer is Jesus. I have seen cancer melt. I have seen deaf ears open. I have seen blind eyes see. I have seen people drop crutches. I have seen people stand from wheelchair. I have seen the dead come back to life. I believe this with my life. Tonight, Jesus invites you. Jesus is calling you. You may have gone to church all your life. What I'm talking about is not going to church. What I'm talking about is a personal relationship with Jesus. So that he becomes your Lord and your God. If you are standing somewhere at the back, you are sitting down, and you want to say, Jesus, if what this man is saying is true, I don't want to be told about it. I want to experience it for myself. If that is your prayer, the door is open to you. Wherever you are standing, wherever you are seated, rise up to your feet. You are the reason we came. I have met His Royal Highness before. I didn't come here because of Him. I speak with Him on phone. I came here because of you. Jesus wants to change your story. This is not a religion. This is a call to eternal life. You want to receive Jesus? You want a personal experience with Him? That when this world ends, you will rejoice with God. Forget about whoever you are standing with. Walk up to the front here and say, Jesus, I surrender. I surrender. You can begin to come now. In the next 2 minutes, keep coming, those of you who are surrendering. I will pray for the sick. I will pray for the sick. But before I do that, I want you to receive the life of God. Don't wait for nobody. Life is personal. Come to the front and surrender. Say, Jesus, I surrender tonight. I want a personal relationship with you. Become my Lord and my God. Keep coming.
Bra.
Play the keyboard for me now.
Bra.
Who is on the keyboard?
Keyboard.
Do we have anointed singer? Give us a song. As they come to surrender, be talking to the Lord. The Bible says, if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, if you believe with your heart, you are made righteous. If you confess with your mouth, you are saved. There are two faculties you use for salvation: your heart and your mouth. Your heart must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Your heart must believe that He died for your sins. Your heart must believe that He rose from the dead. And your mouth must confess that He is your Lord. Can you make that prayer? Make that prayer. You can give me a song for 1 minute now. Who is on the keyboardist? He's thinking what we are doing in his church. And so he wants to stand at the back. Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my heavenly Father. He said, but if you are not ashamed of me before men, I too will not be ashamed of you before my Father. You don't know what can happen before tomorrow. Tomorrow, you may not have the opportunity. One more time. If you are standing out there, you know you don't have a relationship with Jesus. In the next 30 seconds, join them. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. 30 seconds.
Michel.
Come to the front. Give me the song again. Place your right hand on your chest. It's not a ritual, it's a sign of surrender. Remember,
I said,
to be saved, to receive the life of God, you must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You must believe that He died for your sin. You must believe that He was buried, and on the third day He rose from the dead. When you believe that, you must confess with your mouth that from today
it
should become the Lord of your life. I see some of you crying already.
It's
the Holy Ghost working on your heart. In that state of surrender, say, dear Heavenly Father, I believe with my heart that Jesus is your Son.
Say, yes, Christo, eya woba.
That He died for my sins.
Na owu edi mami boni.
He was buried.
Na yesieno.
On the third day He rose from the dead.
Na da eto fumi ensan osorifi ewufu omo.
That I might be made whole.
Seni ebeya me menyankwa.
And so therefore I confess with my mouth that this Jesus is now my Lord and my Savior. I therefore receive eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Father, for receiving me. In Jesus' name I have declared. You don't need to pray now. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree that your hand will be upon them. Keep them from the wicked one. Keep them from falling. Cause the light of your countenance to shine upon them and let your power be made manifest in their lives. Every weight of sin is broken. Every demonic oppression is cancelled. Let the newness and the power of eternal life manifest through them, even from this moment. In the name of Jesus Christ. So let it be established. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Congratulations. Amen. Those of you who are crying, don't feel awkward. It's God working on your heart.
It's the move of the Spirit.
Now I want to pray for the sick. Now, whatever you came here with, we drop now. How many of you are believing with me now? The Bible says faith is now. If you are ready to receive your miracle, shout the loudest hallelujah. Shout the loudest hallelujah. Shout the loudest hallelujah. If you have an eye condition, put your hand there. If you have an ear condition, put your hand there. Maybe you couldn't hear with one ear, put your hand there. If you have pains on your body, put your hand there. Whatever the challenge is, put your hand there now. Are you ready to receive?
Why can't you say,
are you ready to receive?
Why can't you say,
if you are ready, shout hallelujah. I'm just going to call that name of Jesus. All you need to do is just say amen. That's all.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I command eye conditions.
Jesus.
Be healed now.
Amen.
I command ear conditions. Be healed now. I command pains in the body. Be healed now. I command every growth that is not of God. Be materialized now. Every blood condition. Be healed now. Every organ condition, be healed now. In the name of Jesus. Blind eyes begin to see.
Yes. And the fresh as the
deaf ears begin to hear.
Yes.
Pains, check out now. Paralysis, go now. Tumors, go now.
All
conditions, be healed now. Every pain of arthritis in the body, be healed now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Yes,
lift your right hand and thank God for your healing. 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 Now, I'm out of time. If you have noticed a change, you can drop your hands. If you have noticed the change in your body, you couldn't see, now you can see. You couldn't hear, now you can hear. You had a pain, somewhere it has gone. There was a growth in your breast, somewhere it has gone. You have pain on your back, it has gone. If you have noticed the change, wave your hand, let me see. If you have noticed the change, wave your hand. If you have noticed the change, not everybody. If you have noticed the change already, wave your hand, let me see. Can you see the hands of those who have been touched?
Now,
those of you waving your hand, I want you to come to the front quickly. You have received the healing. Come to the front quickly. We want to use you to shame the devil. Every one of you waving hand that you have been healed, come to the front. Come to the front quickly. Can you give me one dancing song? One dancing song. You have not missed the healing. Come on. Those of you here, walk. Tell them to be walking. Exercise yourself.
All is wet, so great. Thinking wonderful, wonderful. Let's go. greatly.
In the name of Jesus, let's take a few testimonies because of our time. Can we get a microphone? Talk to me, sir.
Healing, yes, sir.
Talk to me.
This mama came here with...
Now, hear this. Hear this. Do you know why I kept it simple? This is not a shrine. You don't need a lot of ritual for God to do something. Casually, Jesus will be doing wonders. Very casually. Talk to me. What happened? What happened? Tell them to be exercising themselves.
There are so many miracles here, sir.
Yes, please.
This mama came here with chest pain.
Chest pain.
But after your prayer, she said she can't feel the pain anymore.
She cannot feel the pain anymore. For how long did she have that?
For a very long time.
Mama came with chest pain. She can't even remember for how long. That pain has checked back to hell. Give the Lord a
song.
Mama, come up. Come up, Mama. Tell Mama to come up. Tell Mama to come up.
This woman came here with pain on her thighs.
She came with pains on her thighs.
You can see she's moving freely.
Mama, you had pain on your thighs? What couldn't you do before? Come up, Mama. Come up.
Those of you here, listen to instruction and follow. Don't just hang around. Let there be order.
You have pains on your thighs?
Yes, it is gone. Totally gone.
What couldn't you do before?
Then I now want to mean here, can I? She couldn't go to the farm.
You couldn't go to the farm?
Previously, yes.
Were you walking before properly?
Now what you mean, Nancy Yee? Said, when you will not notice, but I was very sick.
She was having pain.
Yes.
Now do what you couldn't do before. Do what you couldn't do before. Somebody give the Lord a song!
Hallelujah! Glory!
It's permanent. It's permanent in the name of Jesus. Those of you that came with crutches and sticks, if you know you can't feel what you are feeling before, tell them. If you have noticed a healing, and you don't want to depend on the stick anymore, some of you may not have received your healing yet. I'll still pray for you. But if you know that you have been healed, the pain is no longer there. Give me the stick. Give me the stick. If you have been healed. If you know you have been healed. Those of them who know they are already healed. Give me the stick. Are you seeing what Jesus has done for them? If you know you have been healed, you
can
feel the pain.
Now
the challenge is no more.
Now how ni obiomoa?
Give me your stick.
Faudi anemami.
And you will not depend on it again. Talk to me. What happened there?
This mama couldn't walk like this before.
She couldn't walk like that before.
She couldn't walk properly.
For how long?
More than 5 years now.
For more than 5 years.
But now she was running.
What happened now?
She can walk properly.
Mama, come to the stage.
She can even run.
Somebody give the Lord a song.
Concern my yes. Sir, you need to hear this.
Come up, Mama. You couldn't walk for 5 years?
Number. She couldn't walk at all.
Let's hear from her. What was her challenge?
Then I hear one kasa kasa. My legs, my waist, I couldn't even stretch.
You couldn't even stretch before.
Yes.
Do what you couldn't do before, Mama. Are you just looking like that? Somebody give the Lord a song.
You didn't get your palm, Jesus.
Is permanent in the name of Jesus.
Yes, I am.
Talk to me, sir.
This mama came here with a swollen stomach that have lasted for 4 years.
Swollen stomach.
But now the stomach is no longer swollen, and the accompanying pain is checked back.
Come up, Mama. Come up, Mama. It's permanent. Go and celebrate the Lord.
You never leave me, no.
Mama, she had a swollen stomach.
Yes.
Mama, what happened to you? Lower the keyboard.
What
did she say?
She said anytime the stomach swells, she cannot walk, she cannot do anything, that she's feeling dizzy.
When she came here, was the stomach swollen?
Yes.
Was the stomach swollen?
Yes. Ah.
What is she saying?
When you were praying, the stomach became very big. At once it went down and she was
crying. As we were praying, the stomach became big and went down again. Can somebody give Jesus a shout of praise? It's permanent in the name of Jesus. Talk to me.
This woman has been suffering from eye defect for the past 1 year.
You had an eye problem.
She couldn't read from her phone.
You couldn't read from your phone.
After the prayer, as I speak with you, she's reading and typing from her
phone. Mama, come to the top here quickly. Somebody give the Lord a shout. Mama, you couldn't read from your phone.
Now want to be can carry your phone so Anna. Said no, she couldn't read from.
She couldn't
phone.
Read.
Yes.
What happened to you now?
Then they see our problem to see her. He said, my eyes were dim, but now they are all cleared.
Are the eyes cleared?
Yes.
Are they cleared?
Yes.
Can you read now?
Yes,
somebody give the Lord a shout.
Jesus.
Two more testimonies and we shut down.
This mama have been suffering from knee pain that have lasted for 19 years.
New challenge.
And the pain is no more.
The pain is no more.
This woman have also been suffering from knee pain that have lasted for over a year.
Over 1 year.
The pain is checked
the
back.
The pain is
her.
No more.
Yes,
give
sir.
The Lord a shout.
Yes, Father, come up. Mama Jesus.
Come up, mama. Come up, mama.
Frustrate her.
It is permanent in the name of Jesus. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. Now lift your hands and honor the Lord. Tonight is just the first night. Every one of you here, we walk this night. The pain we go completely. I brought you out so that I'll minister personally. For tomorrow, the power of God will fall here.
Ah.
No challenge will go back with you. I just wanted to show you that Jesus is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. If you are happy, can you give the Lord a
shout?
Let's hear that last testimony.
This lady came with ear pain.
Ear pain.
And to declare ear pain to be cleansed, as I speak to you, the pain is no more. She's hearing clearly with her ear.
You couldn't hear well before?
I could hear.
But there was pain in the left ear.
Yes, sir.
What happened now?
Now I'm free.
The pain is gone completely.
And this lady has been suffering from eye defect, blurry eye visions.
For how long?
For 2 years now.
For 2 years she couldn't see clearly.
After the declaration, she can see clearly. The
it is permanent in the name of Jesus. The rest of you that came out to testify,
we'll
take your testimony tomorrow before we start ministry. And for those of you that your healing is yet to be perfected, I'm going to come down and minister to you now. One more time, can we lift our hands toward heaven and honor the name of the Lord as I step down from the platform? Thank you for having me tonight. Thank you for having me tonight. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. God is first to shine upon you. Lift up his countenance over you. And give you peace. I decree over you. Every yoke of the devil is broken. In Jesus' name.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to, and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I, therefore, confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just said these prayers, congratulations, you are now a member of the family of God. Kindly send us an email, prayer@encounterjesusministriesinternational.org. You can also visit our website at www.encounterjesusministriesinternational.org. God bless you.